Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. Today we're going to be talking about future aircrew training. We're going to be talking about a joint partnership between CAE and KF Aerospace called Skyline. And we're going to get deep into Canadian multi-mission aircraft project and Team Poseidon. Joining us is somebody who knows just a little bit about that. I'm so pleased to welcome to our show Tracy Medvey. She is President and CEO of KF Aerospace and Board Chair of Skyline. Tracy, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's certainly a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to some of the stuff we're going to talk about today, especially digging into programs like the Future Aircrew Training Program and, of course, the Canadian Multi-Mission Aircraft Project. First off, let's find out a little bit more about you. I understand that the aviation and defense industry was not your original career plan. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are?
Well, I grew up in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, and it was certainly not my thought that I would end up in either of those areas. I went to University of Saskatchewan. I graduated from law school in the early 80s. I settled my student loan at 18% interest. If you recall back to that time, it was pretty tough to find a job, and I found myself doing my articling in Yellowknife. I came back south and articled. I found myself then as an in-house counsel living in Regina. I decided pretty early on that I was not going to be completely enamored of the practice of law. So I basically phoned a gentleman that I knew that owned a small commercial air service in Saskatoon and begged to have a job with them, which he did finally agree to do. So I moved back to Saskatoon. I joined that small company, and it sort of went from there. That company was bought out by a company called Time Air. They went on to be one of the sort of Canadian regional airline entities that were merged into that company. I had an aviation management consulting company together with a business partner in Calgary for many years. Then I took a job as the president of Canadian North Airlines and had an amazing opportunity to travel all over the Canadian Arctic. I lived in Inuvik. I lived back in Yellowknife again, and managed to do some international work as well. I lived in Thailand for a period of time. So it was really an interesting career. And along the way, I'd also, prior to coming to my role at KF, had been in the Canadian Forces Reserve. I was a signal officer, so not involved with the RCAF at all, until I took my role in 2013 as the president of the KF Aerospace. And at that time, they had since 2005, the Canadian Forces Flying Training Contract, based in Portage la Prairie, Manitoba. And so that was really my first introduction to the RCAF and to military pilot training. So it wasn't a really straightforward journey, but it was an interesting one.
Well, it certainly sounds like an adventure. And I do remember those high interest rates. And it's quite a change being in the legal profession and then coming over to this side of the industry. And then ending up as president and CEO of KF Aerospace, which is Canada's largest commercial aviation maintenance, repair, overhaul and modification provider. That's quite a history. I guess I would ask you, for young people today, because there are many different careers and there's technology and so much has changed, and you've had quite a career path. What advice would you have for young people who are considering entering the industry, and where do you think Canadian aerospace and defense is heading?
Well, I think there's a multitude of really fantastic opportunities for the trades and on the business side in aerospace, in defense. There's no end to it. I think it's a very dynamic industry. Obviously, you have to adapt pretty quickly. I think it's important also to understand that the trade careers are not just for men anymore. More and more women are taking up aviation trades. So it can be a really well-paying job with quite a bit of flexibility, which can accommodate trying to raise a family and so on. At KF, we're over 20% of our workforce are women, and that number is climbing. We're very specifically trying to grow that number of women in the industry. You know, Canadian aerospace contributes about $27 billion to our GDP and over 200,000 jobs. So it's a big part of Canada. It's absolutely iconic part of our history. Canadians have been training military pilots since the Second World War. So we have a lot of experience at that. We're very good at it. And it's an absolutely critical industry to the economic fabric of Canada. They've been saying if some countries suffer from too much history, we suffer from too much geography. And as a result of that, there will always be some form of aerospace in our world, I believe. So it's a great place to have a career.
Yeah, I agree too with the geography challenges, but in a way they can be turned into opportunities. I want to talk to you about some of the big things that are going on at KF Aerospace as well. Maybe you could comment about the Future Air Crew Training Program, otherwise known as FACT. This year, your partnership with CAE and Skyline. Let's talk about the bidding process and how that all came to be, if we could.
Well, so KF and CAE formed a joint venture entity called Skyline. We spent a big part of the last 5 years with our other strategic subcontractors working on, in a very collective effort, on the submission of our bid. We are honored to be named as the preferred bidder and to continue training and supporting the RCAF, which KF does already, as I mentioned, through our current contract with Canada to provide training, military pilot training and portage. We are not expecting the final contract award until sometime next year. But in the meantime, we're really getting ready to hit the ground running and are already looking at hiring some key positions. We need to be in a position where when Canada finalizes the agreement with us, that we're ready to start out of the starting blocks on day one. There will be some key positions, as I mentioned, and anybody that might be interested in looking at what those are can start to check out the Skyline website to learn more about those positions and apply for them. As for KF Aerospace in the FACT program, it's a huge opportunity and a validation of our hard-earned success on the current contract. It empowers us to build on our expertise in military aircrew training and to continue to support the RCAF. We, as I mentioned, I think we're a Canadian-founded company. Company was started in 1970, and we are Canadian-owned. And many of our partners in the Skyline and project are also Canadian companies.
So is there a key role for this new program with Skyline?
For KF, the key role, well, in two primary areas. Obviously, we're a 50-50 partner with CAE in Skyline, and Skyline is the prime contractor. So we have half ownership of the Skyline entity. KF itself will remain a primary subcontractor for the pilot training operations in Southport. And there we provide all the services. We do the training, the feeding, the in-service support of all of the aircraft on site. So KF and our subcontractor partners will maintain the new fleets of Airbus H-135 helicopters and King Air 260 aircraft for that training. And we've also worked really hard to build some really solid relationships with local communities in the military in Portage. So we already have employees there. They're part of the community. They're coaching hockey and soccer and volunteering and so on. We want to see that continue. We also have had some really meaningful engagements with Indigenous communities and look forward to continuing on that journey with those communities as we go forward under the FACT contract.
KF Aerospace is involved in another critical defense program for the RCAF. I'm talking about the Canadian Multi-Mission Aircraft Project, or CMMA. I understand that KF is a member of Team Poseidon. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, the CMMA project is about replacing the 140 Auroras and equipping Canada with a really enhanced platform for surveillance and reconnaissance with anti-submarine warfare and anti-surface warfare capabilities. And Boeing is offering to Canada, as the CMMA candidate, the Poseidon P-8. I think it's really important to understand that that platform, that aircraft, is widely used already by our partners and allies, including NATO and the other Five Eyes partners. So New Zealand, Australia, the US, and the UK already operate that airplane. Canada's kind of the odd man out right now. And one of the requirements that Canada has is to have a level of interoperability with the other allies. So the P-8 is a fully proven and currently operational platform, and it's basically immediately ready for Canada. So it's the only aircraft in existence that has that can meet Canada's requirements. Like, they already laid them out in a request for information, and it needed to be equipped with this C4 ISR, anti-sub, anti-surface warfare, ITARS, SARS capability, et cetera. The P-8 has all those things. KF's been pretty selective about the defense procurement teams that we want to participate in. So we took a long time to evaluate the P-8 as a candidate. It's a really impressive platform. And also, the Canadian content here is quite exceptional because the Poseidon team is, you know, a pan-Canadian team. There's lots of reach across the country. So I personally and KF believes that the P-8 is the right aircraft at the right time for Canada for all of these reasons. And it's on a 737 NG platform. It's a known airplane.
Yeah, I could see how that would be critical, and it's exciting to hear this. There's also some other very exciting news. Recently, KF Aerospace received the Boeing Global Supplier of the Year Award. Can you tell us, how did that come about, and just what does that mean for a company like KF Aerospace?
The Boeing Supplier of the Year Award was an amazing honor. We won it in the category for safety and quality, which are two areas that we take quite a bit of pride in at KF. Boeing has more than 13,000 active suppliers around the planet. So a really interesting fun fact, if you will, that KF was the first MRO, maintenance, repair, and overhaul company, to win this award. We were very honored to be named. We've been working on Boeing aircraft for decades, and, you know, usually through an airline that'll bring a Boeing product to us and so on. But more recently, Boeing contracted with us directly for the 737 MAX entry into service program. You know, it had the airplanes were grounded. They came up with an entry into service set of tasks that needed to be done, and they contracted with KF to do that for a bunch of airplanes for Alaska Airlines and United Airlines. So that was our first sort of direct connection with Boeing. Then we also began working on the Boeing converted freighter program, so taking passenger airplanes and converting them to freighters. Boeing is also our customer for that, and we're doing that at our Kelowna facility. So the Team Poseidon thing was a bit of a natural fit because, as I mentioned, the P-8 is a Boeing 737 NG, and we have been working on those products for a very long time. So that's been our association with Boeing. I think it opens up some fantastic opportunities for us to continue to work with a Boeing company. We work well together. I think it will be very critical in economic activity in BC and across Canada as we continue to have to hire to service these programs. Boeing's been a really fantastic partner, and we really do hope that that relationship continues to provide opportunities to support the military and to kind of grow the aviation legacy in Canada.
It sounds like it would, especially if you're winning awards like that. And I mean, KF Aerospace is not just involved in military pilot trainings programs, and we know you also provide support platforms, but it's both on the commercial and the military side. So it's obviously having quite a bit of success. Tracy, what is KF's role with regards to the Canadian Multi-Mission Aircraft Project?
The exact work share will need to be finalized with our other Team Poseidon partners. But another reason why I think the P-8 is an excellent aircraft for Canada's needs is the support a company like ours would bring through our engineering and maintenance capabilities in an in-service support role. As I mentioned, the P-8 is a Boeing 737NG with all the advanced technology and capabilities needed for its military missions. And we have been working on Boeing platforms for over 30 years and have really extensive experience on all versions of the 737. So it's really a natural fit for us to bring our extensive experience and expertise to support that really critical military platform as part of the Boeing team. And it also means that we'll have the opportunity to hire to support this program with good quality positions and skilled trades, which leads to obviously an economic boost in BC and across Canada. We're really confident that the P-8 is the right aircraft for Canada, and we'll bring the RCAF up to speed with our allies in this capability. So it will also support Canadian businesses and supply chains. So we wait to see exactly what our work scope is, but we think we have a lot to bring to the table there.
You've been listening to Vanguard Radio, and today we've been talking about future aircrew training. We've been talking about a special relationship called Skyline. We've been talking about Canadian Multi-Mission Aircraft Project and Team Poseidon. Our special guest joining us has been Tracy Medvey, President and CEO of KF Aerospace and Board Chair of Skyline. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Vanguard Weekly Podcast Series, CGE Weekly Podcast Series, Vanguard Radio Podcast, and CGE Radio Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not represent those of Vanguard or any affiliated media products, their employees, or owners. Vanguard Magazine, Canadian Government Executive Magazine, and its affiliates are not responsible for and do not verify for accuracy any of the information contained in this podcast series. This podcast may not be copied or distributed without express written approval of Promotive Communications, Inc., PCI. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast without consent from PCI. PCI assumes no liability for activities in connection with this podcast or for use of this podcast with any other website, computer, or playing device.